And that way you're thinking like God. Because if you're thinking about time, then you're thinking about what you want to do. But when you're thinking about eternity, you're thinking about what God wants you to do. And time is not an essence to Him again. Amen. It is to us. I mean, I'm sure I can say this about myself, not about you. If it rings your bell, then oh well. But there was many times I'd go to church and I couldn't wait for it to end so I could do what I wanted to do. Or I could go see that game, or I could do this, or whatever it was, that I was putting other things before Him. But when you put Him in everything you do, and everything you do, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what you do. I mean, He's put talents in you. He's put giftings in you to do and to go and help people, a hurting world. If you'll do that for Him, then He'll bring everything else for you. That's the way it works. That's the way the kingdom works. And I don't gauge the anointing. The anointing is with me. It's in me. And it's on me. And how He wants to transfer that day, that's up to Him. But I listened to the man who, you know, this is the man of God. And he's been here 40 years. And so if I don't honor him, then I'm not honoring God. If I just come here and do my thing, I have to listen to what God wants to do. I'm not going to override what God's telling him to do. So I want us to join together in our hearts. This is what God wants to do. The last day's anointing is us joining together. It's not that you love God. It's going to get you to heaven. Knowing Jesus is going to get you to heaven. But to walk in this anointing is not loving God. It's loving each other and the God on the inside of you. And learning how to receive and respect and honor the anointing and gifting on each and every one. Amen. This is the corporate anointing. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. I'm just going to tell you where we are now, okay? I've told you some stories. I could tell you stories all day and all night. I mean, we've seen people healed along the highway and the byway. God recreating kneecaps. God getting people out of wheelchairs. God taking people that were blown away in the war, that were totally paralyzed. And 2 weeks later, they were walking. A month later. Yeah, this is what God does. And I said, well, you're living in a time now, you ought to be more surprised if He doesn't do it than if He does do it. Because He's released this anointing and He's released this healing on His people. Well, Bill, this is what God calls you to do. Praise God He called me to do it, but He called you to do it because part of the fivefold ministry is the only one. And I like that about the long finger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But did you notice it's on the hand?
It's on the hand.
And you're His handiwork.
Amen.
And He sends His hands into the field.
Amen.
To yield. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And He's always sitting there interceding for it. Why is He praying for you? So that you'll go. And do this. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. He said, he went up in a cloud. The last thing He told them to do was go and tell them. Go and tell them. Go and set them free. And He's the one that went up. And they said, He'll come back. But everybody's wondering when He was coming back. Oh, it's not going to be long. I'll tell you when He's coming back. You want to know? When we're ready.
There you go.
Because it's what you want.
That's right.
When we're doing this. You like visions? You like dreams? You had any? I had one. I seen it. So I can say that to y'all. I go other places, they make fun of me for the way I say it. I seen it, man. That you're in charge. Oh, beautiful, beautiful music, beautiful. But you know the most beautiful music is when somebody gets saved, when somebody gets healed, when somebody gets filled. Did you know that? Do you know that, you know, you say, well, there's angels that's joined in praise and worship today. Do you know that all of heaven rejoices when somebody's saved, when somebody's healed, when salvation is walked out every day and someone comes to Christ, when you stick out your hand, and there's a lot more than just the hand. I mean, the hand is on the lips. I got scripture for it. The hand is on you. His hand is on you. But it's, Lord Jesus, praise Him. Amen. I just get rolling. I'm a rolling stone. He's the handiwork. Praise the Lord. Just hang on. Oh, that's where it was. The vision. Because I wasn't going there. I feel like He took me there. So, when this is happening, when we're doing this, the body, the labors. Now, just because it said the labors a few doesn't mean it's supposed to be that way. It's just to mean the way it is. He said to pray the Lord. One guy the other day, he said, I pray for the lost. Or I pray for the harvest. He didn't say pray for the harvest. He didn't say that. Read the word. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest that He would force out laborers into the field. That's what the word says. So you need to pray for laborers and then skillful laborers. Because I said, Lord, laborers can help you or hurt you. So we help train people through the hand of God. And He's given us basic principles, basic techniques, but we don't make a method out of it. You know, this is what you got to do it. This is things, little words, little things, little actions that we use that are Holy Spirit prompted that God can come on you and use you in those things. And I can prove it to you. I'm not going to today. But I can prove it to you because God wants to prove His word. He said He wants to. So you should be able to.
Amen.
For the vision. Thank you. So when we're all doing this, when we're all going into the world, and the time we live in, and we need to be going into the world every day instead of talking about the world, we need to be changing the world around us. People don't know who they are. If they're changing their life and their sex, you need to tell them who they are. In the love of God, by the love of God, by the anointing of God, by the power of God that will transfer them back into the person God created them to be. So this person's getting saved. This person's getting saved. This person's getting healed. This person's getting healed. And this is the revival's in here as you go every day. I'm revived. I'm already revived. I'm alive. So I go into the world to revive somebody that's dead. Revival is reviving, bringing somebody that's dead back to life. I'm already revived. I'm alive. So you should be taking this. You shouldn't be looking for this. You're looking for the wrong thing. The revival starts here. The fire starts here. And then you go into the world. So what I seen was, praise the Lord, I said that this was happening. And this was getting saved. This one's getting saved. This one's getting saved. Remember it said every time they were getting saved and healed and filled that all of heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices. So you're in charge of the sounds of heaven. And people all over the earth, because the body, the bride, is actually sharing the gospel like they should in everyday life, then people are getting saved all over the world. And the sound, it's going to be like on the day of Pentecost, except all the cost has been paid and everybody coming, that the Father's going, the sound of heaven is going to be so loud. It's going to be so loud that the Father's going to look over the Son and says, they are ready. They are ready, that bride. That perfect, that's one without spot, blemish, and wrinkle. Where's that at? In your heart. Your heart is purified. It's free. It's free from this world. And you can't set somebody free from this world until you get free from the world.
Yes.
Come on.
Are you all right with this?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
All right, that's my introduction.
All right, there we go. Now give us a good.
Finish. The vision. Oh, you want me to tell the vision? Yeah, that was, yeah, I didn't finish. So it was about the corporate anointing, right? So I seen when we, after we got, this was while we was on earth. But when we got to heaven, this is what I seen. Once we got to heaven, all of us got together, and Jesus had come back, then I seen, oh, we got there, and it's like, we was up there, and it's like, wow, look over there, man. Like, wow, there's King David. Oh, there's Moses. Oh, look over there. Oh, man, there's Mom. Hey, look, Grandma. Oh, wow. Oh, look over there. There's the Apostle Paul. Oh, Lord Jesus. Look. Oh, there he is right there, the King. There's Jesus. This will be the most glorious time we've ever seen. But you know what they said? You know what they said? They looked at us. And they didn't see us as one. Or just one. They seen us as one. You understand? He didn't see us as just one. They seen us as one. We became complete. We became one in Him. And they said, they're the ones. They're the ones. They're the ones that did it. They're the ones that finally did it. They were the ones. They were that last generation that raised up and went out. They're that last generation that shouted for Him. They did it. They're the ones that showed this love. They're the ones that had this anointing. They're the ones that came together. They're the ones that abided in Him. They're together. They didn't have any animosity. They didn't have any strife against each other. They loved each other. They loved each other. And when they loved each other, they truly loved God. That's when you know you love God. Amen. When you truly love one another. And that's the last day's anointing. That's when He's coming back. We're there, but we're not there. Because there's a refining fire that's been released. It's been released. It's been released. How you know, Bill? I won't keep you a whole lot longer. I'll tell you how I know. Like I said, we're not novice, but I'm just getting started. When we were in South Dakota, this is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, and I want you to look at this like every day of your life. But this is a particular event because you get used to things wherever you go. You get familiar with things. You get used to things every day of your life. But He said, go like it's your very first time, act like it's your last time, and it'll be the greatest of all time. This should be our point of view every day of our life. Today is the day of salvation. You ever heard that before? Well, listen to this. Today is the day of salvation. But today is the day we get to live the life of God, which abides on us and inside of us. Today is the only day that matters to us. Today we get to walk in our salvation. We have been given a freedom that allows others to be set free. It's in everything we do, everything we say, and everything we portray. Today, it don't matter what happened yesterday. We're not promised tomorrow. There's a lot of people who won't make it till tomorrow. This is why it's so important that we do this today. Today is the most important day of your life. It's the best day of your life. And the last day you will get to live this life on this particular day as you walk in this kingdom of salvation. As the other morning, I woke, and I'm not of the woke movement. I woke up for Him and I was in the bed and He spoke to me. I woke up. I've been awake, baby. So He said this to me. And I believe when He speaks to you, it's prophecy coming out of you. But it wasn't for me. Remember, everything He gives you is for someone else to be set free. He said, glory. The harvest is great, and great is the harvest. This is the greatest harvest there will ever be. The anointing has been released to go and bring in this harvest. This is the maximum harvest. Let us not miss this precious moment. This is the greatest moment. Now is not the time to waste or to wait. It is the time to fulfill your faith. Will you be the ones who will go? Just yield and you will fulfill the plans He has for you every precious day along the way. Don't wait another moment, for this is the time. It is the time. If He says it more than once, He wants you to get it. It is the time. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is at hand. And the evidence is very clear. The moment has come. So run, run, run. The fire is here to burn, burn, burn through His anointed ones. Praise God. Now that's a nice little saying you got there, Bill. Sure was.
Yeah.
Because it comes from Him.
Amen.
Anything comes from Him is a nice little saying. But He wants to tell you where He's at, where He's coming from.
Amen.
Now, how do you know this, Bill? Remember, you have to walk it out. And then he'll show you what he's telling you is true. So we were in Sturgis, South Dakota. Just give me a few more minutes. Yeah. All right. So we were just there a few weeks ago. And I'd sent a team to go there, my husband and wife, to pray in the Holy Spirit about an hour a day for our outreach. And I said, I was specific. Be specific. I said, no, I want you to pray for our meetings every morning. We feed them, you know, feed them, give them a place to sleep. And we feed them the Word of God. Then we go. And we go out into the world. And so while we were there, over 10 days, and just remember, the whole crew wasn't there the whole time. I'm telling you that to give God glory what he does in a little bit of time. Over 10 days and three or four days of rain. During that time, our team ministered to over 15,000 people. 5,900 people. 5,900 people gave their life to the Lord for the very first time. We had 198 people that were healed. Instantaneously miracles. Instant miracles. Healed. This is on the team now. This is on the team. We had 248 people filled with the Holy Ghost. Why do you need to get people filled? So they have this power.
Yes.
So they'll have this power. For this hour, so to be changed and transformed like him. All glory to God.
Amen.
All glory to God. But I said, what happens in these meetings is what's going to happen out there. Amen. If it don't happen in here, if it don't happen right here, it's never going to happen out there. And so, you know, it's always been about yielding. To get the yield, you have to yield. You have to yield. You have to bring yourself low to become high. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Casting all your humble. That's the kingdom. It's opposite of the world.
Amen.
Humble will take you high. So I would get up. The Holy Spirit would get me up. He usually gets me up at these outreaches about quarter till three or quarter after three. And I'd just get up. And one morning, it's actually on Tuesday morning, this is what happened. Tuesday morning. And we were filming these things every morning. But a couple of mornings, the Holy Ghost fell before we could ever get the camera on. And they were so powerful. Them were some of the most powerful meetings that we had. I mean, he was changing things and doing things. You know, I made a plan. We plan, right? I made a plan. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray. This sounds really good now. We're going to pray. We're going to worship. We're going to have the Word. And then we're going into the world. That's really good, huh? Yeah, right. It ain't going to work that way. You know, you can do it that way. You can do status quo, but we're living in a time you got to be ready to change.
Yes.
To be changed, you have to be ready to change. When the wind blows, you have to go where the wind blows. He wants to go this way, then you have to go to, this is the Holy Ghost. This is the power for this hour that he wants to live. It's not status quo. It's not what you do. It's not your plan. Well, this is how God uses me. That's the only way you've allowed him to use you. He wants to use you like he wants to use you in fullness of his power. So on Tuesday morning, I woke and I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I do that every morning. And then I would read the Word. I'd get up. I'd do my, you know, I'm still human, right? So maybe. I was praying. And all of a sudden, I went into a different tongue. I mean, 40 years. I started praying in a different tongue. I never prayed in forever. And then I started, and it went, it was like, years ago, we went through all type of prayer school, but it was like, I went into travail, but it was like, I started weeping and I started crying. It was so bad. I mean, my eyes swelled up and I didn't know where I was. I didn't see anything. I don't know where I went, but I know I mean, this happened for like 3 hours. 3 hours. And we have a meeting at, 7:15 in the morning. So we're serious about this stuff, man. We're serious about it. Our team's serious about it. So I told Jinder, and when I finally come to, and I wasn't out, I was gone. When I finally come to, she was sitting across a little couch there from us. I'll tell you that story another time. But she was praying. But she knew something was different. She said, I never heard you pray in this tongue before. And so I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the meeting. And I'm leading the meeting.
Yeah.
So So I said, if I can come, I'll be there. And so God got me together. He got me together. And I got to the meeting. And when I got to the meeting, they had already started. And God stopped it right then. And we just, and I went into a spirit of prophecy. I don't know how long it lasted. What, 20 minutes or so? And I mean, it was the words from heaven. And the thickness just came down on us. Just words from heaven just started coming out. You know, and this is one word that I heard really loud. And I want you to get this word today. He said, there's not a problem. There's no problems. The kingdom has no problems. Amen. There was a lot of words, but that's when I want you to get that one today. Amen. There is not a problem. You're the problem solver. Amen. You're the one who handles the problem for Him. Amen. There is not a problem in His kingdom. Now you just bask on that. You taste that for a little while. You chew on it a little while. You swallow it. You get it. There's no problem. It's not a problem. So anyway, I went out that day. Me and another friend of mine from Minnesota. He's actually, this is what God connects people with. This guy's a representative for the state of Minnesota, who is one of the most far left states that we have. They're worse than most third world countries. Minnesota is. But God put him in as elected official. So me and him went out that day. And everybody I talked to that day. Now, this is another word. It's easy.
Come on.
Oh, would you think it was going to be hard? He said it's easy. If you trust Him, if you believe in Him, if you allow Him to take over. See, it gets hard when we're trying to lead Him and He leads us. He said it's easy.
Come on.
And so I went out that day. The first person I talked to was a Buddhist who really liked Buddha. And Mama had been trying to get them saved for years, but couldn't. But they got saved just like that. Now, this is the power of the Holy Ghost. The next person was a Muslim, got saved just like that. And then Jews, just like that. And then another one was, I don't know, they're making up religions now. One is an agnostic. I don't know if he liked eggs or what. I don't know. But what was the other one?
Gnostic.
It's nasty. I don't know. It's terrible. But they just got saved. Just like that. It was so easy. And then the Lord was leading me down a back street up there. And there was a guy sitting there with his chicken. He's cooking chicken. And I went up to him and just, hey, relating. How you doing, man? You know, what's your name? How you doing? And just relating, you know. And then, you know, there's a lot of locating people. I call it drive-through and five-course meals. It was a drive-through for me. And I don't like that fast mentality, but why not? What are you going through a drive-thru for? Get something to eat. We want to give them the meat of heaven. But I just asked him, I said, he seen my best. And I said, yeah, man, I know the Lord. I said, when I locate people, I ask them for sure. I said, so you got Jesus right here? You got Him in your heart? You got Him in your heart? Oh, yeah, we're good, man. I said, so you've asked Him really to come in your heart? Oh, yeah. And it's just relating, being real, right? And I said, was there something else? So I don't stop there. I said, was there something else? He said, yeah. He said, man, I had a pin put in here and it hurts really bad. And because of this, now this knee's hurting really bad. And he said, then my neck's hurting really bad and my back's messed up. Amen. And before we left there, God completely, completely restored him to total health right now, right then. Amen. And everybody. Now this is that when I had that visitation that morning. Everybody I talked to that day in particular, either got saved or was immediately healed, which is a miracle.
Wow.
Everybody I talked to. So God's doing something here. Wouldn't you think?
Wow, yes.
So I asked him. I asked a lot of questions. I said, what are you doing, Lord? He said, I'm releasing this anointing to people who will take it, who will want it. I'm releasing it now. It's being released now. Amen. And Ginger heard something from, you know who Oral Roberts was, right? And his son Richard Roberts and Lindsay Roberts. She had a vision, and she actually caught it the other day. A message, and she said that she had a come here and tell it. You tell it a lot better than me because you heard it. Yeah.
Amen. She looks better than I do.
So what I understood her to say is she was driving down the road and she looked up and saw a billboard and it said End Times. And then she drove a little further and saw another billboard and it said Transfer. Went a little bit further, there was another billboard that said Wealth. She said, yes, end time transfer of wealth. But as she kept looking at the billboard, pardon me, that said Wealth, the W on it began to fall down. And as it fell down, it was ideas. It was prosperity. It was concepts. It was technology. It was all these things that was coming out of heaven, you know, coming as promises, as blessings. And there were people below the billboard, and there were some that were below the billboard holding their hands out like this. And then there were others with their hands raised, praising God. And the ones with their hands raised, praising God, were getting all of that. The ones just with their hands out like this weren't getting any of it.
Yeah. And so to me, you know, you can look at this as the transfer of wealth. It's not money. It's the anointing. It's the power of God. Remember, currency of heaven is people. People. It's not money. I don't know where we got that idea. And really the only reason we give is God, He wants you to get rid of anything that's got a hold of you. And most of the time money's got a hold of us. But if God is the number one giver, then we should be the number two giver. And we give anything and everything. So anyway, this anointing, I believe, has been released. But it's up to you to receive it and continue in it and walk in it and want it more. Now, since that time, and this is just a few weeks ago, since that time, I have continued to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you want the things of the Spirit, you want the power of the Spirit. Now, you can't get rid of the Word because this is where He works. This is number one mode of operation. But then the power comes through the I call it the transfusion of the Spirit for the Word, which brings the power, brings that new life. So I'm going to challenge you today. It's up to you. It's not up to me. I'm just telling you what happened. To go into that place. Go into that place. And now I want to pray in the Holy Spirit all the time. And I'm going into places with that new tongue. I mean, even on the way up here, I just know I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I went.
Yes.
I know I'm here. One other confirmation, and I'll tell you, because God confirms His word, right?
Amen.
Right. So, we're working around the house on, what's today, Sunday?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So, every day's Sunday, man. So we're working around the house. So I fixed us a pizza at about 3 o'clock, right? Yeah, early dinner. So I fixed us a pizza. And we go in the house and Ginger turns on the Victory Channel, you know, to watch something while we're eating. Consume yourself with the Word all the time. That way you don't allow the world to come in. Let the Word come in. You know, if you're consumed with the world, you can't give them the Word. So the first person that came on, because we've been talking about humility since October, I guess, and the anointing. And the anointing. That's a whole nother message. But she turned it on and there was Andrew Womack. And he was talking about 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. Amen. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. All the works of God always start with humility. If you want God to work in you and through you to maximum effort, it always starts with humility. And He has steps to go through that. It's His steps. That's not, I don't ever have like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 4. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you.
That's it.
So then she turns it over. So God's confirming His word on what we're hearing, you know. So then she turns it over to Billy Brim. You heard of Billy Brim? Big prayer warrior, 24/7, right? I think she maybe hears from God sometimes. What do you think? A little humor. But it's serious. We're seriously having fun, man.
Come on.
Now listen to this. You heard my story about where I went that day, right?
Yeah.
Billy Brim said, now you correct me if I don't get it right here. Because I was so in awe of what she was saying, because it was exactly what happened to us.
Wow.
She said, God is releasing a new tongue.
Amen.
And there's a new anointing coming with his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then her two daughters were with her. And her daughter, I don't know their names, but anyway, I guess they prayed too. She said, Mom, and then remember I told you when I went into that prayer for 2 or 3 hours that I started weeping and crying? I said, Mom, she said, I went into a place the other day and I went in a place of prayer. And when I was in that place of prayer, she said, I don't know where I went. Same thing. She said, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. Same thing. Exact details. Exact details. She said, I don't know where I went or where I was. But I just started, and she started crying just talking about it.
Right.
And she said, I started weeping. Now, this is something I didn't tell you that the Lord told me. Because I asked him the next day where I went. Did I tell you where? I never got to that. All right. He said, you went to the place of brokenness. And so I thought, okay. I thought I was pretty broke. Before not, I evidently not. But I thought, then Jesus went to the garden and he was broken in the garden. I said, life came in the garden, not from the death of the cross. He died in the garden. He laid it down. He sweated. He cried. Sweated blood. He was crying. He was getting ready. He said, Father, if you could take this cup from me, take it from me. But you know what he did? He died. He died right there so that he could give life. And that's what we have to do. We have to die in here so that we can give this life to people. He was just an example for us. He went to the place of brokenness. And the Lord told me that you've got to be broken here to do what he's spoken out there. It can't be you. It has to be him. That's when he performs his word. And so this was it's the same word, I believe, but it's a different verb or different terminology. She said, I asked the Lord where I went. And she said, I went to the place of a greater love. A greater love. And I thought, my Lord, that's what he did. He went to that place of brokenness so that he loved us so much, he gave us life. His brokenness created new life. It caused us to live in him, to be with him. Praise God. Yes. So to me, God was confirming his word. In exact detail, there was only one word difference, but you see how it relates?
Amen. God's good. Amen.
Have you had enough today?
Wow.
You can't ever get enough of this stuff. But I'm going to stop, though, because I think that's what the Lord wants me to do right now. Do you feel him? Do you feel his presence? Huh? He's here. He's with you, in you, all the time. You know, there's things that we still have to lay down in our life. We're not the best. He is the best. But he thinks you're the best. He can do all things, but he thinks you can do everything. And I ask the Lord for his wind to blow on you today. And I just ask you to put your hands up. Put them up high. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to let this wind blow. Let it blow. Let it blow on them, Father. Let this anointing rest on them. Let this anointing rest on them. Lord, rest your anointing on them like never before, Father. I thank you, Lord, that things need to be broken. Break them. You know what this brokenness is? This fire? This brings a new fire. You know what this fire is? It's all about you need fire. I heard a lady in prayer this morning talk about fire. Here's the fire. It's refining. Refining. He's changing things. He's breaking things. He's loosing things off of you, but He's putting things in you. He's putting things on you for this harvest. It's a refining fire. He's going to refine your actions. He's going to refine your words. He's going to refine everything about you. He's going to refine your thoughts. He's going to refine you. He's going to find you, and He's going to refine you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank You right now.
Thank You, Lord.
And you know, the baptism of a Holy Spirit, the true baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm just going to take it in here that everybody knows the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Is anybody here don't know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus, He's been here the whole time. I just want to introduce you to Him. Everybody. Everybody know Jesus? Everybody know Jesus. All right. Everybody in here know the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Has anybody never been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Huh? Anybody? Praise the Lord. So you have it, right? You got Him? Well, let me tell you this. It's not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing. And you notice when Jesus was baptized by a human to be an example. And you notice John was given the Spirit by birth. Before birth. To be evidence of what was to happen. He submersed him down. But when he came up, then the Spirit came on him for the purpose of going out. And so today and every day, there needs to be a new submersion. There needs to be a dipping. But a submersion. Why was it a submersion? Because it's all over you. There was nothing that wasn't covered. He wants to cover every part of you. Here, here, here. Everything. Everything. So you cannot be fully baptized with the Holy Spirit unless you're an empty vessel. Because there's no room for anything else in here but for Him. Because He shares His glory with no one. He will not have the world in here. You can't be full of Him in here with part of the world in here. That's why He hasn't been overflowing out there. So you have to have, this is why this yielding is so important. You have to have an empty vessel to be full of Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. You ought to be happy about that. Lord, empty me so You can fill me. Take all of me. And I'm just now getting to that place. See, all this time I thought it was me. No, I didn't. But it took me a lot of time to get rid of all of me. And I'm still doing that every day. Every day. How many of you need healing in your body right now? Right now. I'm talking about right now. Right now. Right now. Well, God's got them now. Right now. The Word says that He sent forth His Word and healed them. So, Father, Your Word has came forth. You're the performer of Your Word. It came forth, therefore you're healed, you're whole, right now. Faith is right now, in the name of Jesus. You feel Him? Huh? Huh? Right here. Whole. Whole. Thank You, Lord. You're the performer. We just present it. You're the performer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who else? Have her hand up. In the name of Jesus. This is what I want you to know. What's your name, sir? What's your name? Yeah. Huh?
Shua.
Yeah. Yeshua. Man, that's like Jesus, right? Well, I wonder why I ask you that then. You're like Jesus then. Come here. Now, I'm doing this by the Holy Ghost now. There's no hope about it. He already did the hope. You are. Amen. Now, give me your hand again. You see this? This is the hand of God. Not just in Him. It's on every one of you. This is the hand of God on the earth. Look at your hand. This is the hand of God on the earth. And he said, believers, are you a believer? You believe, what do you believe? You believe she's healed?
I do.
Right now?
Yes.
Then lay your hand on her. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Say it. You're whole.
You are whole.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for manifesting your presence. Thank you for manifesting your power. Thank you for manifesting your love. In Jesus' name. That was easy. And now he performs his word. He said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who else? Who else? He wants sickness and disease to leave your body. Is that pain still in your body? Huh? Where's it at? Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that pain. I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. It's a name, and it has to bow its knee. It bows its name. It has to go. I command it to leave her body. I thank you for fully restoration in her arm, in her veins, in her everything in her, Father, to be whole now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you perform your word, your mighty word, in Jesus' name. I command this to go and never come back and never be found on a living vessel again. Go into the ground and become dormant in Jesus' name. Now do something you couldn't do. Huh?
I felt the tips of my fingers in the
knee. Do you feel them now? Is the pain gone? Huh? Is it gone? Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Come on. Do it. Glory. Hey. Hey. He's the healer. He's the revealer. Hey. That's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Glory. See, he's the performer. He's the greatest performer. Hey, why would anybody want to go home? It's the greatest show on earth. It's absolutely free. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Praise you.